All right, Tan Stone, tell me.
It's not Tan Stone.
Oh, yes, it is.
Stone?
Yes.
It's Taney.
No, all the property behind the coaster is Tan Stone.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
There's a company, and I don't know why they named it that, because it's confused me.
Do you want the stone to be painted blue?
No, I'm just, it's all that acreage. You know where all that acreage is behind the coaster?
Yeah.
Tan Stone.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why.
But that's not over by Hollister and up the hill.
No.
That's Tan Stone.
That is Tan Stone.
What do you know about it?
I know Tan Stone has been there quite some time. It gives folks an opportunity to learn things, to be employed, and they do things. They have a laundry service. They have other things. I used them years ago to do shrink wrapping when we produced cassettes, if you remember, at Caravelle. And they would shrink wrap them. And they do other things, too. So let's find out.
Well, we will, because it goes to the Christmas parade.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What do they do at the Christmas
parade? Well, it started something like this. Do you have our application? Well, we're so organized. Of course we do.
Don't
we? And so I got to meet Jennifer via the telephone.
Oh, really?
And I think it went something like this. Well, we turned that in.
Yeah.
So I blame Ted.
Oh, at that point. You always blame Ted.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I met Jennifer this morning in the lobby. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Excuse me, you met Jennifer in the morning, you said?
No, that was a long time ago.
Okay, a different Jennifer.
This was Jennifer in the lobby.
Okay, Jennifer in the morning was a different star.
That's true.
Jennifer, let me tell you, I talked to you and we said, of course you're in, okay? And you said, yes. We have a bus. Oh, my goodness, we don't do vehicles. What in the world are we going to do? Well, we figured it out, and it was great. Boy, did the young people have a great time.
They did. We absolutely enjoyed it.
Are you ready for next year?
We are.
All right, get ready.
No, it's not next year. It's this year.
Yeah, that's why.
We're ready for this year,
this
too.
Year.
Thank you. You guys are catching on pretty good. Linda, good morning.
Lisa.
No,
I'm not talking to Lisa. I'm talking to Linda.
Yolanda. Well, Linda didn't show, but Lisa did.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
And hello. Your last name is the name of that lady who wrote Harry Potter. Is that right?
No, it's Roland.
Okay.
R-O-W-L-A-N-D.
Well, I got close. Okay.
Roland makes musical instruments. You might Roland, be plugged Roland. Into that family. Yeah, our Roland.
Wow.
Roland,
you know, maybe we should come work over with y'all for a while because they have a lot of fun.
We do.
They do have fun.
If you don't know about Tan Stone, buckle yourself in because we're going to give you some information today, and you're going to say some of these things. I didn't know they did that.
I never heard that.
I didn't know that was available to us.
Wow.
Example. As you know, I'm involved with Face Amusements.
Yes.
Okay? And they make a adventure pass. And the adventure pass used to be on a lanyard, okay? But they changed it. Mm-hmm. And they changed it to the point where they took cards for each of the attractions. Mm-hmm. Guys, Arcade 70,
right.
All that. Mm-hmm. Well, they had to be packaged in a little package.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. When they sent it to me, I said, wait a minute. I can do it right here in town.
Right here in town.
Went over to Jennifer, and I tell you what, again, the experience just elevated itself because you do that kind of thing. Tell us about Tan Stone, the fundamentals of it. We talk about handicapable people. I don't even know the right terms to use, but they're special people that do a great job. Tell us, Jennifer.
They are a very special group of people. Tan Stone Industries is a sheltered workshop that employs adults with disabilities. So we do a variety of work in the workshop. What you were speaking of were the lanyards. We also, in that production area, we make floating eyewear for a local business in the Blue Eye area. And we make trophies. We put together trophies for the Hollywood Wax Museum.
Hmm.
And we work for Long Creek Herb, which we weigh their herbs. It's a foot fungus herb that we weigh for them and package it and mail it out for them.
I'm telling you, Keith, I'm not very handy with stuff like that. I mean, I'm telling you, what takes me an hour to do, my wife can do in about 5 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I go over to Jennifer, and she brought a team leader with her,
right.
Okay?
I did.
And they sat down, and Keith, I'm showing this complicated deal.
You think it's complicated.
Here's the and had well complicated. You had to unpeel the label. You had to peel off the label.
Oh.
And it was one of those peel off labels that wasn't peeling off.
Oh yeah.
That lady took just a minute, but took it off, put it there, put the thing, and said, okay, what else you got for us?
Yeah.
Now you're kidding me. It's unbelievable that you can be handy capable, and in their workstation, they're just perfect. And I was told, and Jennifer, you can help me with this, some of these people, in their way, they like repetition.
They like repetition. They're very systematic. They can do the same thing over and over all day.
That's awesome.
Which goes into our other project that we do in-house, and they make fire starters. So
I forgot that.
I remember those.
Yes.
The fire starters.
I haven't seen one of
those in a long time. Yep. They're made out of all recycled material that we use from the workshop, shredded paper, toilet paper rolls that we collect from the community, and just magazine papers that they stuff and roll, and we sell those for 50 cents a piece.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. And you mentioned something there about paper shredding, and that's another service that you also provide?
Yes. We also provide the shredding service. You can bring it to the workshop anytime between 8:30 and 3, Monday through Friday. We charge 75 cents a pound, and we can secure it. We can shred it in front of you, whatever you like.
Now,
that's awesome.
I went the other day, and because of things that have just gone squirrely in our country, I went to go to one door, and it was locked. And I understand you got to do this now. So if I want shredding, do I still come into the thrift store and tell you I want shredding to go around, or can I go to the warehouse first?
You can go right up to the dock.
Okay.
Push the doorbell.
Okay.
And somebody will enter the door.
So I can use that site. So let me explain that to you, Keith.
Okay.
Drive up 76 on Mount Brandon. Keep going. Tantone on your left, right?
Right.
They've got a beautiful building, mm-hmm. and on the right is where they back the big trucks, and that's where you can go for the recycle.
Oh, okay.
Go right. Up the steps, hit the doorbell, somebody will come greet you, and then from that time on, you'll be loved until you're shredded.
Here at Copy Run yesterday, Kathy took something out there from one of our clients. We had printed something, and they needed it packaged, and you all are going to do that. And so we took the printing that we did out there, and you guys will do a wonderful job of it.
All right, I'm going to jump on a different horse. I like the packaging. I got to remember the fire starters, because you buy a bunch of those, you can take those camping with you.
Yeah.
Darren, you won't have any trouble starting your fire anymore with these. Bam! Light it.
They do it.
And they're lit with love. Okay?
Yep.
Now, but I've got a bigger problem.
Mm.
I just bought a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and all the laundry people walked out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
Hmm.
I said, wait a minute.
Tantone does that. Yes, they do.
I think they wash it, clean it, fold it, and so why not?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
And we also pick it up and deliver
it.
Yeah.
Now that guy's gone.
And that's, well, I don't know. He may still be there, because I just asked her about...
Jennifer
about Lisa. That was there, Mills and Michael, and they used to go pick up that stuff. And so you said Michael's still out there.
Well, Michael, no,
a
I said
Michael.
I knew a Michael.
Oh, you knew a Michael.
But he used to row his boat ashore.
Not still there.
Yeah, but that's kind of the thing that they do, is they go around and pick up
that
stuff.
That is the kind of thing that they do. We have a 48-hour turnaround.
Okay, time out. Let's go back. We're going to do an example.
Okay.
We're going to go up to the strip. Keith just came to town from Nebraska with a lot of money.
Okay.
The guy happened to have about a 24-room hotel.
Yeah.
He walks in with his wife and says, what do we do now? How do we do the laundry?
She says, I ain't doing the laundry here.
And so she sees the number, calls Tantone.
Call Tantone.
Okay, and what do you let's walk from there. What do we do?
So you bring your laundry, or we can pick it up.
I want you to pick it up.
Okay, we'll come pick it up.
Okay.
And then we wash it, we fold it, we bag it, and we will bring it back to you for $1.25 a pound.
Keith?
A pound. Wow.
Keith,
that's pretty awesome.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Now, do you have some room for people right now that want to say, you know, I need to do that? Do you have some space available?
Yes. And ironically, we just expanded our laundry area. We added two new dryers and one new washer to accommodate our new customers.
That's awesome.
All right, anybody listening from Canada, kids across America, businesses, and you say, you know what, I'm doing okay, but we're going to get busy. I don't want to increase my staff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one way you could do that is just pick up the telephone and call Tanzone today, and you would call what number?
417-334-7447.
Excuse me, Keith, what is that?
One more time.
Keith, what was the number, Keith?
It's 417-334-7447. 7447.
Your kind of number, Keith.
Yeah, I love that. 7447. I love right. that number.
And call them and say, you know what?
How long Go ahead do I need to call you to have come pick up my stuff?
Oh, call us. Well, we'll need to set up a contract.
Right.
So call, give us a day.
Okay, but after the contract's up, then
we
not
can start
up,
right
it's
away.
Filled up. But
and how long do we pick up Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
Yeah, to the
schedule?
Whatever you want.
So if I call you on Monday and say, hey, I got laundry, do you pick it up Monday afternoon or you do it Tuesday? Or
nope, we'll pick it up Monday.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
And then you bring it back within 48 hours.
48 hours.
Wow. Folks, I'm telling you, somebody listening today,
Kathy
right there.
Kathy and Mary are getting on the phone right now.
you don't do residential laundry, though.
No.
You can do residential laundry. We clean comforters. We clean sleeping bags. We'll do your rugs. We'll do whatever you have.
Well, because you got the their laundry facility is neat.
Mm-hmm.
It is world class, I'm going to say it, okay?
I'm sure.
And again, I give another example. The guy looks at his laundry equipment in the hotel and says, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, upgrade that.
Now, it's doing okay, but I just can't afford new laundry equipment. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got an answer for you.
Yes, we do. Call them at 417-334-7447.
Yes.
It comes back clean, neat, no bed bugs. Wash all them out.
Oh, Lord, no bed bugs.
No, my goodness.
Now, like I say, you used to do shrink wrapping for me, but I think they stopped that. Do you not do that anymore?
We can shrink wrap if you supply the goods.
Yeah.
Whatever you want shrink wrapped, we can.
So you still do that?
We can do that.
So if you bring out a variety of or a bunch of things and they need shrink wrapped, you
can. Yes.
Okay. I didn't
but
know
we also, speaking of the shredding service,
right?
You can bring your cardboard to the workshop. We collect cardboard. We'll take your electronics, any kind of old computers, any kind of old radios, anything that doesn't work anymore, we collect recyclables.
We have a Bluetooth thing here that doesn't work anymore, so make sure you take it with you.
And we also collect metals.
Metals,
like aluminum, steel, whatever you have, old shelving.
Wow.
Wire, anything like that. So we have a recycling program, and that also benefits the workshop.
I'm going to encourage folks to do something. I hope your light bulb is going off today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to encourage you to take a field trip. What do you mean take a field trip? Go to the thrift store, okay? And
that's there's a thrift store there, too?
Yes.
Oh, thrift store. Ooh, they got Walmart of the East, let me tell you.
I didn't know that.
And
we
good
do.
Stuff.
We have one of the largest thrift stores in Branson.
Wow. Now, my wife and daughter have a small little project called Branson Market Days.
Yes, you do.
And it's held at a little location called the Convention Center.
Yes, it is.
Well, 2-3 years ago, my daughter Jen had been out to a thrift store, and they were getting ready to do their Christmas show. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Tanzone outfitted them with Christmas stuff.
Wow.
So for you that said, I just can't afford what these Christmas decorations have gone to, go to the thrift store.
Come to the thrift store. Our thrift store is employee operated. They handle everything from taking in the donations, cleaning the thrift store, pricing, displaying. It's awesome.
Jennifer, how long have you been there?
Almost 5 years.
And what drew you to Tanto?
Ooh, I got out of the timeshare industry, and I was looking for something that I needed to feel passionate about. Mm. And I didn't know what I was walking into. But when I went there to interview for a job, I knew that I needed this group more than they needed me.
Well,
I've heard that from other staff people. And that kind of continues today. That's great.
Let me give you a little example, which I love. I walked in to see Jennifer to the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally, when the other door was unlocked, you'd kind of have a receptionist area, and they would be handled by people that work there. It's pretty good. But this worked out pretty good. They grabbed the radio, and guess what they said? Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, somebody here to see you. And guess what?
She said, okay.
No, she didn't.
No,
what she didn't
say?
Answer.
No?
You know what they said again?
Huh.
Jennifer, there's somebody here to see you. And I'm going, you know what? She's going to get out of here one way or the other. Does that sound familiar?
That mm-hmm. does sound familiar. We have a metal roof in our Wi-Fi and everything is hard to get through.
Sure.
So we've gone to walkie-talkies.
It works great. And I said, so you know what? They got a hold of her.
When you're carrying them in your pocket and you're not listening to your pocket, mm-hmm. then you can sometimes be distracted. But they will get my attention.
Believe me.
They will.
They will get my attention. They will get all the staff's attention. Speaking of, I'd like to give a shout-out.
Let's do that.
Shout-out to our staff that is very loyal, valuable. They're very supportive to our employees, and they're great advocates for them as well, as in teaching them work skills and giving them the opportunity to show what they can do.
Introduce who you brought with you.
Just a second, Keith. Okay. We'll get to Lisa.
Cross your fingers.
Remember, this is not Harry Potter. Spelling's different. Okay?
No, it's Lisa Rowland.
Okay. If you're listening today and your heart's been touched, I encourage you to go out to the thrift store. When you go to the thrift store, say, could you give me a tour? Because you've got something you want to do, there'll be management people that can help you. Mm-hmm. You don't know what tasks they can perform for you, but you want to talk about feeling loved, Keith?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me who the young lady is when I walked into the warehouse portion. And I'll tell you who she is. Mm-hmm. And you can tell me. She went to the House of Representatives and spoke several weeks ago, a month or so ago, with one of your men.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
I'm thinking.
She went. You had a special hearing in front of the in Jeff City.
They did go to Jefferson City. Let me see.
I don't want to say Oriental, but.
Yes, mm-hmm. That would be Kaylin.
Oh, does she have a memory?
She does.
Wow, and you talk about somebody that just makes you feel warm and fuzzy. Pretty crazy, huh?
Yep. And you get that from a lot of them.
Oh, my.
They love being taken care of. They love being supported. They just genuinely like the human understanding that they're not different.
Oh, my. They're special.
They are special.
All right. Last thing for Lisa, we are coming to you, okay? But I had some notes I had to get out of the way.
Oh, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I need to tell you. The thrift store hours, if you want to come to the thrift store, we're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4, and Saturdays, 9 to 5.
Very good. 8:30 to 4 weekdays, 9 to 5 on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
It says happy birthday, Darren, is what it says on the paper if you can't read it. Okay. Give me a birthday song. I got something for you, Keith.
Okay.
Because we're going to do something again this year.
Okay. All right.
Fire it up, Darren.
7:52. Here we go.
And one, and two,
this one's good.
One, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All you folks at Sandstone, we're coming again. KLFC Radio. Come on, Keith.
To you.
Now, if I can get all worked out between Chief Barrett and Chief Martin, we'll bring a fire truck with us again.
Hey, that'd be
so
fun.
Tell us when we do birthday parties, and you and I'll get our heads together, and we'll come. We'll bring the cake, okay? And we'll come and wish happy birthday to people.
Okay.
So when do you all do that? You said once a month?
So we do that on the first Friday. Tomorrow we're having birthday, but we've already got everything planned because we're efficient like that.
Well, we don't want to get
sick. Oh, my goodness, thanks a lot. Yep, they planned in advance.
They planned.
Keith.
Yeah, that's tough sometimes.
That's crazy.
You know what? When I would like you to come?
When's that?
In May.
May.
Okay.
First Friday in May.
First Friday in May.
We'll write it down.
Got that down, Darren? First Friday
first
in May.
First Friday in May.
And if I can get the fire truck, can I bring that again?
Oh, you can do whatever you want. We'd have a blast.
Because I tell you, they loved it. So we pulled up by the side. There's kind of a little, not dining room area, but what do you have over there?
It's our lunchroom.
In your lunchroom. Park the fire truck right outside the door. Chris Barrett or Chief Martin, if you're listening, put down the first Friday. We're not going to call 911, okay?
No. First Friday.
And come over there. And then Keith and I will come over with the cake. Darren, if you could provide the cake, please.
Yep. Wait.
We'd appreciate that from KLFC.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to sponsor the cake, you can call Darren.
That'd be really good.
Yeah, like, and we want those a sheet cake, right?
Yes, you want to feed at least 30 people.
30 people. Okay. And we want the butter, is that what they call it, buttercream
butter icing?
The buttercream icing.
Buttercream and white, is that all right?
That's perfect.
Or do you mix chocolate and white?
Do what you want.
No, don't do what I want, because it'd be all white for me. Do you like both?
White's good.
Okay, now do we serve ice cream or no?
If you want to. We like ice cream.
Darren, you have to look at the budget on that, if we have the ice cream. Keith, would you mark it on your calendar?
First Friday in May, yes.
Okay, all right. Fair. Put us down. KLFC birthday party, Keith and Charlie.
Yep. All right, we'll do.
Okay.
Right. And Darren.
And Darren.
Yeah. We just want you to underwrite this, Darren. That's all we're asking.
you can attend if you want.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. So what do you think of things there at the round table?
You guys are really professional.
Well, thank you very much.
How long have you been at Tantum?
I've been there 4 years, but 30 years in the field.
Wow.
Okay,
let's clarify something. Developmental Connections owns
Creative Day.
Creative Day and Tantum. Okay?
Back up. I will do this again. Give me the name again.
Developmental Connections.
I know that name. Okay. They're the umbrella owner.
They're the umbrella owner of Tantum.
Okay.
And
Creative Day.
Creative Day.
What is Creative Day?
Creative Day is a program that's where Lisa comes in.
All right, Lisa.
Okay, so it is an umbrella that Developmental Connections, we are under that. Creative Day is a day program that is a Monday through Friday. It is a 8 to 3 where we work on various goals that they will set at an ISP meeting. We do fine motor activities, gross motor activities. We do cognitive. With the fine motor, it's art. It could be art or it could be writing skills. For our gross motor, it's exercise.
Okay, who's qualified to come to this?
We have persons that have a diagnosis of disability.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, developmental disability.
So let's walk through this. By the way, Jennifer, I thought I'd say something because we're going to stay the next half hour. They were a little nervous coming on the show.
Not anymore. She already corrected me twice.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And not only did she do that, I haven't asked her to sing yet because that's what the young lady asked me to have her do.
Who asked you to sing?
That lady we just talked about. What's her name?
Oh, goodness. Oh, Kaylin.
Okay. Oh,
no,
yeah.
She says I cannot sing.
Oh, that's it.
I cannot sing.
That does make a difference.
Sing. Mm-hmm. I cannot carry a tune, so no, that is not
well,
something that you want.
Well, you and Keith have something in common. Okay, so Lisa, who at home has a special needs person, and how do they qualify? Who do they call? How does that work? And we got a couple of minutes. We'll continue on the other side of it.
Well, they need to contact Linkability. That's who we go through, and that's service coordinators.
Is there a website for that?
There is, and I don't have information.
Don't worry, we'll find it. No problem.
Anyway, they would get with a service coordinator. They would come and do a provider tour with me. And then that's where, if they decide they would like to come and join our group, then we will set up some goals and set up a time that they're going to come start.
Let me ask.
And we provide transportation, too.
And I will show my ignorance here because it might as well because – autism or other things.
That's all in there. Yes.
All these type of things where maybe a mom or a dad say, I could really use mm-hmm. some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many days a week can they come?
That is 5 days.
They can come 5 days
or
a week?
Or if they don't want to come 5 days, if they're more comfortable coming 2 days a week, that's fine too.
Man, Keith.
So now, do these people that are in that program, are they also part of the folks that do things out at Tantone as far as the employees, or is that two separate?
They're two separate.
Two separate. Okay. So they can come out Tantone under your program for how many hours each day?
It is the 8 to 3, so it's about 7.
So they're there the whole time.
Wow, they're
typically... these are individuals that are not capable of holding a job.
Right.
So it's a place that they can enjoy themselves, spend the day, socialize, do arts and crafts, gaming.
Learn soft skills.
Soft skills, well, let me tell you something. Like that. Otherwise, they would come to Tantone to work.
Let me tell you, there's some mom or dad or grandma or grandpa that listened this morning, didn't know about this.
And that's a lot of...
This could be a tremendous breath of fresh air.
Absolutely.
Because let me tell you, for you that have dealing with special needs kids, what a blessing you have. And now you've got an opportunity where somebody's going to help you with this. We come back, I want to talk about the progress of that, talk more about Tantone.
Sure.
Maybe there's somebody, you've got a question, call us here at 417-334-5532. If you've got a laundry job, you say, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give them a laundry job, and I own XYZ, call Darren at 417-334-5532. And how much are birthday cakes? Do you know, $30?
I have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea?
I don't know.
You don't buy birthday cakes?
Well, not the big sheet cake to serve 30 people.
So how much are they?
I don't know.
Well, if somebody knows how much they are, call us and let us know. And you can say, you know what? I want to sponsor the cake.
There you go. I want to underwrite that.
And then Derek says, woo, take that off my plate.
Sounds good.
We're coming back with Tantone.
Yep.
We're coming back with what did Development want?
Connection.
Lisa and Jennifer are going to stick around with us. We'd love to invite you to do the same thing. It is currently 54 degrees. Darren's going to keep us updated on the weather all morning.
Keith, would you like to go over to Tantone if I took you over sometime?
I've been over there, and I probably would certainly go. Kathy was over there yesterday.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, okay. I'm surprised she didn't take the laundry. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill, Charlie Ingram, Jennifer, and Lisa from Tantone are here, and we're having a great discussion. And if you missed any of it...
Not right, Keith.
Well, she's from Tantone, and you're from...
Development Connections.
See, I didn't have that on my notes.
No, you didn't, but you got it now.
I got it now. Development Connections and Tantone. All right, if you missed any of Jennifer and Lisa in the last half hour, go to klfcradio.com, and you can hear all of the things that we talked about in that last half hour.
Hang on a minute, Keith. You and I got to do some work together. All right, there's March, April, May. First Friday in May is the 3rd.
Okay.
3rd of May.
May 3rd.
Right. Now, for somebody who must not listen because I didn't see the phone ring, if you want to sponsor the cake, call Darren at 417-334-5532, and we'll keep it under whatever the cake costs at Country Mart or Walmart or Price Chopper. We'll find a good cake, and we'll put Tantone and Development Connections, and we'll have a birthday party.
Yep, we'll have a birthday party the 3rd of May.
And if you
what time are we supposed to be there, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, what time?
Lunchtime. Around lunchtime is usually when we celebrate.
Okay, 12-ish? Noonish?
Noonish.
Noonish.
Okay.
We can do that.
We'll do that.
I got to get the fire truck available. Okay. Get Keith available. And then you can
let
sing.
Let Keith drive the fire truck.
I can drive the fire truck.
Believe me, he's offered every morning for me to do that. Hey, let's do a little wrap-up of who we got at the table, Keith.
I
got
to ask Lisa before, you know, Development Connections, worked with any blind folks?
Yes, we do.
And what do you do with folks that are visually impaired or blind?
We try to assist them with basically getting around inside of the building and also learning their way going back and forth into their apartment building. It's just we do a lot of the tactile or the fine motor. So we try different things with them.
Super.
And when we do read books to them, it's that they're going to give us back the answers and stuff. So we'll read maybe a chapter, and then we're going to ask them some questions.
I want you to hang on a minute, buddy. You're in class. Lisa, I want you to watch this. Get your phone, Keith, for me, please.
Okay. I want to see this.
Oh, let me tell you what. This guy.
I'm not 100% sure if it'll work Bluetooth, but we'll try it. Go ahead.
Bluetooth.
I have a Bluetooth earphone in so I can get the time and all that jazz.
Okay.
So watch what he can do.
What are we going to do?
Ask for your mail or whatever you do.
Oh, my email?
Right.
Oh, let's see. I can do that. Open messages. Let's see here. But, see, it's going to go to Bluetooth.
That's okay.
It's going to go to... Let me take this out.
Go ahead.
All right, so now...
Messages. Heading.
Here are my messages.
Search. Dictate. Oh, my goodness. That is so cool.
There's Charlie. Did not know thank you. That's what he said. He was very nice, wasn't he? And if I want to reply back to him, send a message to Charlie Ingram. and this is all on my phone. Charlie, I'm sorry you didn't know, but now you do. Yes.
It's all on my phone, Charlie. I'm sorry you didn't know, but now you do. Send it. Done.
Yeah. Yes. See?
Oh, wow. That's
so I've sent him a message. The voiceover on the phone. I have some apps on there. Let's see. Let me. What was the one? Oh, yeah. Do you have something to? Yeah. Do you have your format? Let me see your format of the, you know, for the program.
Yeah.
Let me see. Just a second. All right. Here we go. Open Scene AI. This is a program that will read this better.
Good morning, Ozarks. Thursday, March 7, 2024, 417, 3, 3, 4, 6, 4, 1, 7. Word for life. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139 hours and 23 minutes, 24. GMO guests for week of 3/4/24.
So there you go. Reads the whole thing.
That is so
That's
neat.
One app. I've got an app on there to tell me the color of my shirt. I got an app on to see if there's lights on. If I can help you with any of that.
Absolutely. Okay. I would be interested in that.
Yeah, some great
Plus
stuff.
Plus to say about me.
Last time, there's something on there, too. I took a picture of you, and it told me a lot. And he had a beanie on, and it told me it was a Kansas City Chiefs beanie, and it said it was an elderly man and some other stuff. Anyway.
So let me wrap up this portion of the conversation with Keith. My daughter-in-law thinks he can see. My son built a house for him because he wanted specifics. A blind man wanted specifics because he wanted to know where to go.
Yeah, that's right.
He
right?
said, I want no steps into
no
my
steps.
House.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We built his house with no steps into his house.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The ramp came up just perfectly right into the house, got the covered porch
slope.
That was
primarily for my mom, not necessarily for me. But anyway.
At your old house?
Yeah. She was.
You never told me that.
It was built so that if she ever needed to live with us, she could do that.
Oh,
but
my goodness. I thought it was all for you.
No, it wasn't for
so
me.
So one day, my daughter-in-law was looking out of her house up the street. She sees Keith come out of the garage by himself, out the driveway, got his trash can, took it in, and closed the door.
Yeah.
And she said,
he can see.
He can see. And I said, Keith, you've been caught. We find out you can see. He said, move my trash can 1 foot one way or the other, and I'll end up at Walmart.
That's right. As long as things are in the same place, we got it.
Our guest today, Jennifer, what's your last name?
Clark.
Clark. Yeah, okay.
Jennifer Clark.
Scan right here on my sheet.
Okay. The sheet that I just read.
We're having a lot of fun, but we want people to know about Tantone. But yet we're finding out today that Developmental Connections is the umbrella group.
Right.
And you might be listening today and you might want to do the day. What do you call that day thing again?
That's Creative Day.
Creative Day.
But then I want to also talk about that we just recently opened up on November 15th of this past year, a program that's called Life Skills.
Okay.
And Life Skills is a program that was and a curriculum that was written by John Meyer. And it's called the SNAP Curriculum. And it is called Specific Natural Activity Program. And so in that program, that's going to be teaching self-advocacy, nutrition, computer skills, budgeting, cognitive developmental and educational activities, and community involvement.
Awesome.
So what this is doing is it's going to be training them to be able to live independently or to maybe in the future have a conversation about finding employment.
Now, who is this group of people? Who are these people that are functioning well? What level are they at that we can say, you know, somebody's listening today and that fits my brother-in-law, that fits my family. Who is this group?
They just have to do a skills assessment prior to coming to the program, and it's very simple. It's just a portion of reading. And basic math.
Okay.
And they have to understand to be self-directed, be motivated, and I guess that they can take directions.
Now, would this another be one for some active autism people that are really, really good but yet need a little help?
Mm-hmm.
Keith, listen to these programs we're talking about today.
There's some tremendous programs here, and you know they're available, and they're here in our community, and I think folks should take advantage of them. And you could tell them what's available that we haven't talked about or whatever. May they have questions. You're available for that, Lisa, to tell them all about that, right?
Yes, and then you can call me at 417-335-4135.
And Darren will write that down for us.
3354135, right?
3354135.
Now, I want to go to one other place.
I had to look.
Over by you. Because I remember going in when it was brand new. So I'm going to go up Mount Branson, I keep calling it, 76 mm-hmm. East. And I'm going to turn right in. We're going to turn right into Tantone. And that's before Pedro's, okay?
Wait a minute, you're going to turn left into Tantone.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, okay? The other right.
The other right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the parking lot, and on the right I see the Tantone building.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the warehouse is on the other side. The thrift store's in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But on the left there's an apartment building. What mm-hmm. do we call that building?
That is called Dorgan Weaver.
Well, let me tell you about Dorgan Weaver. I walked in there when they were finishing it up with one of your former directors.
Mm-hmm.
What a neat place. People live there. How many units are there?
I'm not sure.
More or less.
Is it 14?
14 people are living a life for themselves in there. Somebody mm-hmm. tell me about it.
And then we have the Combs.
Well, Dorgan Weaver is a residential area that mm-hmm. is staffed.
Limited staffing.
Limited staffing. So they may get some, these individuals may get some help with shopping mm-hmm. or cooking or cleaning or something like that. But for the most part, they can live on their own.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do any of those people work at Tantone?
Yes.
Okay, man.
And they get to walk to work.
Well, what a deal.
So then we have an area behind Tantone called Combs Redfern.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also a residential facility, and they have a more supervised area.
24-hour staff.
They have a 24-hour staff. So they may need more help, like mm-hmm. bathing, and cook. They have to be cooked for them.
Right.
Medications mm-hmm. and such like that. And we have individuals that work at Tantone that live there.
Now, if you're thinking about this, what a perfect place for my son or daughter to get some independence in their
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Where do they call to do that? Who do they call to find out about the? Can they call Tantone and New York and say, here's the number to call?
You can call the Developmental Connections office.
You can call the 3354135 number and get a hold of anybody that would like to be in either the residential program mm-hmm. that's looking for in living arrangements mm-hmm. or the Creative Day program with Lisa, or her life skills program. Mm-hmm.
Keith.
And not everybody that works at Tantone is in one of those programs, right? They may live at home.
That's right.
But work at mm-hmm. Tantone.
Right.
That's right.
Keith, when we invited Jennifer to the program, when we were over there getting our packets done, by the way, they did them in about a day or less,
day
right?
Done.
And they're just, the labels were just perfect. The thing, just excellent job.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I encourage you all to use Tantone. See, I've got a task to do. Let me ask them about it. And they'll tell you quickly, that's not for us, this is it. And I will tell you something else from a business perspective. The cost is very, very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call Keith and I, and we are charging $1 million, well, I'd call Tantone and see what they could do. Ladies, this
I
has
haven't
been,
got $1 million client yet at copyright.
So you'll get one.
Get one.
Ladies, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
To today.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to have a break a little late today, because I want you all to wrap up talking to sure. our listeners at home
sure.
from your perspective of what you'd like them to do to take away Absolutely. From your interview today. Jennifer, you're first.
Okay. Well, I would just like to reiterate what we have at Tantone that we'd like to provide to the community, which is come to the thrift store. Again, it's one of the largest ones in Branson. If you have a laundry service that we can help you with, call us up. We can accommodate you with any kind of laundry needs that you may have. If you have assembly jobs or a production job that you would like us to fulfill for you, let us know that, and we can get that started. And you can follow us on Facebook at Tantone Industries. You can go to our website, Tantone.org, or you can just give us a call at the workshop at 417-334-7447.
Well, thank you for coming. May I read you a text? Do you mind?
Absolutely.
It says BMD. I know what that stands for. Do you know what that is, Keith?
BMD?
Oh, come on. You print for them forever.
I do. BMD. I'm.
You know what? I'm going to call them right now and tell them to go somewhere
no,
else.
No,
Branson
no,
Market
no.
Days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Yes, I print for them, and I love to do that.
BMD will sponsor the birthday cake for me.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Wow.
All right.
That's my wife.
Very good.
Yeah.
She took us out of the
Branson
fire.
Branson Market Days.
That way I can get the cake I want. So
thanks,
we're all set. We'll confirm all this. Yep. We'll bring Keith with me. We'll bring the sideshow with us, okay? We'll come and have a great time. Your comments, Lisa.
Okay, just wanted to have everybody come and please come to the Life Skills Program. Come check it out. I will give a tour. Come to Creative Day. Check us out. Like you were talking about earlier in your program, voting.
Right.
That's one of the things that we do at Life Skills. They are going to understand their civic duty. So they're going to learn their self-advocacy and some computer skills, some budgeting. They're going to do shopping. So we just want you guys to come and visit us.
Very good.
I tell you
and
what.
Your phone number again?
And our phone number is 417-335-4135.
Very good.
And we are on Facebook. You can come look at some of our pictures and stuff that we've done.
Okay. And they get Facebook by?
It is Developmental Connections.
Okay.
Ladies, let me tell you something.
Good. Sounds great.
There's a lot of things in life we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that are fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
One of for Keith and I is Good Morning Ozarks. We get to do programs like this. This is why it exists.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you for coming, and thanks for what you do. And do me a favor, when you go back to Tantone, grab the guy who said, Jennifer! Hug him. Or young lady, hug her and tell them, thank you for participating. Thank you for your staff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for what you do. And I hope somebody today has a phone number that is dealing with a special needs person at home and says, I didn't realize this help was available for me. I need a break. I need some help. Mm-hmm. And then for you all that are thrift store shoppers, make your way from Riley Treasures over here over to the other side of the lake and go look at the gigantic thrift store in Hollister at Tantone. And for you that need laundry done at your hotel, call them and give them some business.
Yep.
Keith, wrap us up.
You may be new in the area and didn't realize that all of these services were available, but when you have something at your business that Tantone can do, they'll take care of it for you, and you just give Lisa or Jennifer a call.
Two brand-new dryers and one washer,
yeah,
Keith.
How about that?
Come on. And it smells good when you go in there and you hear
that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Do you fold it the way I want it folded?
I'll fold it exactly the way you want it folded.
Hmm. Well, Keith.
Do you fold them or you just throw them in the bag and go on?
Okay, I throw them in the bag.
That's what I thought. Okay. She'll do that.
That's what we're here for.
That's see, right. That's my point.
Yeah.
God bless you all. Thank you all so much, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.